Sport and exercise. 1. To take up sport or to take up exercise. Meaning, to start doing a sport, to start doing exercise. Example, governments should provide sports facilities to encourage more people to take up sport. 2. To get into shape. Meaning, to become fit. Example, if people have a sedentary lifestyle, they must do regular exercise to get into shape. 3. To keep fit. Meaning, to stay in good physical condition. Example, a healthy diet and plenty of exercise are essential for people to keep fit. 4. To exert oneself. Meaning, to make a big physical effort to do something. Example, I believe that sports professionals deserve high salaries because constant hard training is necessary so that they can exert themselves to the limit when they compete. 5. To work out at the gym, meaning to train the body by physical exercise at the gym. Example, as part of a healthy lifestyle, people of all ages should work out at the gym on a regular basis. 6. To be out of condition, meaning to be physically unfit. Example, one of the causes of obesity is that many people are out of condition and fail to exercise regularly. 7. To be in the peak of condition, meaning to be in the best possible physical condition. Example, sports professionals should receive high salaries because they must always be in the peak of condition in order to perform at the highest levels. 8. To take gentle exercise, meaning to do exercise which is not physically demanding or tiring. Example, even the elderly can keep fit by taking gentle exercise, like jogging or even a walk in the park. 9. Alternative forms of exercise, meaning taking exercise in less common ways involving the mind as well as the body. Example, alternative forms of exercise, such as yoga and tai chi, are popular in my country among people of all ages. 10. To outlaw dangerous sports, meaning to ban or prohibit sports which have a high risk of causing injury. Example, I believe that the government should outlaw dangerous sports because participants may suffer serious injuries. 11. On safety grounds, meaning for reasons of safety. Example, boxing is a very dangerous sport and must be outlawed on safety grounds. 12. A high or low probability of injury, meaning you are very likely or not very likely to be injured. Example, if anyone plans to take up mountaineering or skydiving, they should be aware that there is a high probability of injury. 13. Life-threatening injuries, meaning injuries which are so serious that the person may die. Example, paragliding and cliff jumping are two examples of extreme sports in which life-threatening injuries are sustained all too often by those who take part. 14. An extreme sport, meaning a sporting activity which is very dangerous. Example, personally, I cannot understand why some people take up an extreme sport, and they should consider all the risks first. 15. Essential sports gear, meaning the equipment and clothing needed to practice a particular sport. Example, in order to reduce the risks associated with dangerous sports, participants should undergo rigorous training and use all the essential sports gear required. 16. To take sensible precautions, meaning to do something in advance in order to prevent problems or to avoid danger. Example, anyone engaging in an extreme sport must take sensible precautions and seek expert advice. 17. To foster a competitive spirit, meaning encourage the desire to beat others in a sports event. Example, the problem with encouraging sport at school is that it fosters a competitive spirit among students instead of teaching children simply to do the best that they can in all aspects of life. 18. The Olympic ideal, meaning The ultimate goal is not to win, but to know that you have taken part and done your best in a competition. Example, unfortunately, professional sport is just another branch of the entertainment industry, and the Olympic ideal has been lost. 19. A win-at-all-cost attitude. Meaning, an idea that a match or competition must be won using all possible means. Example, youth sport is being ruined by a win-at-all-cost attitude, which includes cheating and breaking the rules in order to achieve victory. 20. Be disqualified from participating, meaning not to be allowed to join a competition. Example, sportsmen or sportswomen who take drugs should be disqualified from participating in sport for a long time. 21. Performance-enhancing drugs, meaning drugs which improve the ability of a sportsperson to compete. Example, athletes who take performance-enhancing drugs are not only cheating, but they also set a bad example for young people. 22. To fail a drug test, meaning to fail an examination before or after a competition to make sure that you have not taken illegal drugs to improve your performance. Example, cycling is a sport which has been discredited in recent years as so many competitors have failed drug tests. 23. To use illegal substances, meaning to use drugs or medicines which are not allowed under the rules of a competition. Example, in professional sport, it has become increasingly common to use illegal substances in order to win at all costs. 24. To place too much value on sport, meaning to regard sport as too important. Example, I would argue that schools place too much value on sport in the curriculum, and participation in sport should be an out-of-school activity. 25. A sports fan, meaning a person who takes a keen interest in sport. Example, while I think that it is healthy to be a sports fan, people should remember that for most people, sport is just entertainment, not a matter of life and death. 26. To set a record, meaning to achieve the best result ever achieved in a sport. Example, Real Madrid have set a record for the number of goals scored in a match. 27. Sports coverage, meaning the activity of reporting news related to sport. Example, many top sports stars are now known to millions of people around the world because of global sports coverage by the media. 28. Sports commentators, meaning people who are expert on sport and talk or write about it in the media. Example, not only sports stars, but even some sports commentators have become well-known celebrities. 29. Sports merchandising, meaning the activity of selling products connected with a sport or sports person. Example, sports merchandising is a multi-billion dollar business worldwide, in the form of t-shirts and sports equipment. 30. The endorsement of sporting goods, meaning an advertising statement usually by a famous sports person saying that they use or like a particular product. Example, in addition to their fabulous salaries, sports celebrities also make a great deal of money through their endorsement of sporting goods, such as trainers or even casual clothes or deodorants.